Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
It's so nice to have you here with us as we, well, we're really hitting on the gospel and on salvation, right, Jeannie?
Mm-hmm. The gospel shoes, putting those things on.
That's right. And why don't you give us a little bit of a recap?
All right. Well, we've gone through different testimonies of individuals. We spent time with Nicodemus, and then lately, last few times, we've been talking about Paul the Apostle, known as Saul before his conversion, and how dramatic that was, and how he was probably the last person that the Christians during that time thought would ever come to Christ, because he was hot on their trail, dragging men and women and children out, putting them in jail.
Yeah.
We saw with Stephen, he held the coat while they stoned him to death. He was full of hatred for the Christians. So, and what a surprise it must have been that the Lord intercepted him on his road to Damascus, and he actually became converted. God humbled him. He went to see Ananias like he was supposed to, and the word started to get out that their enemy had become a Christian, and they must have just like, I don't know if I believe it. I don't know if we can trust it. Well, even the other disciples weren't sure, were they?
Yeah, well, the Lord sent Paul to Ananias there in Damascus to get prayed for. And even Ananias had some...
Right, he was arguing with the Lord.
He's like, yeah. Lord, I've heard about this guy. And, a lot of people were shocked before and after.
Right. And so we titled the last one, Don't Be Surprised, Anyone Can Get Saved.
That's right, anyone.
So I don't know, after listening to it, you're out there, but also us, I know for myself, I've thought about who are those people that I would think would be unlikely candidates to really come to know the Lord. And, you know, it's God's grace, and it's Him revealing Himself to people and parting that heart open so that they can hear and receive God's light. So, you know, it's not so much about who we think is the roughest one to actually find God. It's God Himself who moves to create circumstances and bring people into people's lives so that they have an opportunity to recognize Him.
And yes, because God alone is sovereign, and God alone really knows the heart of somebody.
Right. And even Paul, while he was going about doing his, you know, on his wrong path and doing a lot of harm, the Lord already had a plan for how he was going to use this man's life, right?
Yes.
That amazes me. He didn't wait until Paul got it together and saw the light. Then he says, okay, now I'm going to scramble and put a plan together, because now you're finally on the right path.
Right. The Lord never wrings his hands, or is he nervous about our lives. He knows exactly what he wants to do.
So I know I was encouraged to pray with more faith for those that I have on my list of...
That you think would not come to
not
Christ.
Come to know the Lord. Yeah, people I know personally, people in the world, leaders... That I just, you know, no one is beyond God's reach. So that was really encouraging last time for me.
Yeah. You know, over the years, I'm sure both of us have heard those people that argue, you know, who's going to get saved and who's not, and, you know, that kind of a thing. Are people destined to hell and that kind of thing? But I don't know. I can't look at somebody and know whether or not they're going to receive Christ. Who am I to make that kind of a judgment? I mean, God has given me His grace. And one of my favorite prayers for people is, Lord, show them the same grace You've shown to me.
Yes.
And so since I don't know,
right,
and nobody knows, then the gospel is to be preached to everybody.
Which is what Jesus told His disciples in Mark 16:15, New Living Translation. He told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everyone.
Mm, there you go.
Not There's just no the ones you just think.
Yeah, you're not in charge of excluding anybody.
Right. And do you think that, I don't know, I mean, I think I've mentioned this before, when someone goes into the category of being your enemy,
Right.
That causes you as a Christian to focus in on them. And at that point, you have a choice to either, you know, curse them or want something evil to happen to them because they deserve it, you know, as if we're better than them. But for me, I'm like, when somebody cuts me off, somebody does something wrong to me, after I get over my initial knee-jerk reaction, they're like, aha, okay. I'm supposed to be focused on praying for their salvation and trust God that he can even change their life. And I would think that makes the devil really upset because now my enemy has become my focus of praying for their salvation, you know?
Yeah, and I love it that you have that realization, and I do as well, because I wonder how many believers stop to pray for enemies.
Yeah. Or somebody who offends them.
Yeah. Okay. Think of this. What is, in the scheme of everything, what is the greatest thing that could happen to anyone, whether they're your friend or your enemy, you know them or don't know them, whether you consider them good or bad? The very best thing that could happen to anybody is that they go to Jesus for forgiveness of sins. They put their faith in him and he saves them.
And they stop being a puppet of Satan.
Oh, for sure.
Because someone who doesn't know the Lord is a puppet, and he uses them to cause more harm and hurt you and other people.
So really what we're praying for all the time is for the very best that could happen to anyone.
But that brings up the issue of forgiveness. So, you know, you could kind of go, they're so rotten to the core. And they don't deserve to be in heaven alongside me. In fact, if they get to heaven, you know, like the thief on the cross, I don't want to have them come across my path while I'm up there.
So put them on the other side of heaven.
Yeah, you know? So the issue of forgiveness will always come up. And you don't forgive them because they deserve to be forgiven. You forgive them because God has asked you to, and he's forgiven you.
Yeah,
I think sometimes we put everybody on a scale of good or bad. Yeah. My brother Robert would correct me because he says that there's no such thing as badder or gooder. But, you know, we look at people that way.
Yeah.
And so then we think who deserves to be forgiven and have the free gift of salvation more than somebody else. So, you know, if you have that come up inside of you, I remind myself, I don't deserve to be forgiven, and God has been gracious to me. And I don't want unforgiveness in my heart to control me. So I need to not want evil to happen to them to get even, but I do want to have God's heart for that person.
Right.
And what helps me the most, and I think I've said this before, is when I just see people who don't know the Lord as their, you know, puppets of the enemy, then I think, that's the real enemy. This person just was foolish and listening to the wrong voices.
Tricked.
Yeah, and being used to try to hurt me or hurt other people, you know.
Right.
So we can never write anybody off.
Which is always why we come back to the real reality of not good or bad or right or wrong or how you lived or where you lived or what you grew up with or didn't, you know, did or didn't have. But, hey, God's real and he wants a relationship with you. What? Really? God wants to know me and for me to know him? And just, you know, you can toss out so much of religiosity, if not all of it, for the sake of having a simple, by grace, through faith, relationship with God. How beautiful is that?
I think the question we need to ask ourselves here at the end of this episode is, whoever it is that God puts in front of us, are we willing? Are we willing to be available to share the gospel and pray for them?
Beautiful question.
Are you willing? Am I willing?
Lord, help us to answer that question even today, not just with our words or thoughts, but with our actions, Lord. There are people that you want in the kingdom. Put them in front of us and help us then to be a reflection of who you are. For we pray these things in Jesus' wonderful name. And everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you.